course, if you bring it down to the state level, unfriendly becomes the working concept. Case in point with that, New Jersey State Supreme Court dealt medical marijuana patients a big victory. Businesses in New Jersey, most people would be saying, a big loss, ruling unanimously that a construction company has to pay for an injured employee's medical cannabis bills. This upheld appellate division ruling back from over a year ago, I think it was January of last year. Court said that Vincent Hager's former employer, M&K Construction, has to pony up the monthly bill for medical marijuana that he uses to treat his injuries that he sustained on the job back in 2001. As early as 2020, that was about $616 a month. That was according to the court documents. But you see, private health insurers, government aid programs, they do not have to cover medical marijuana costs. That's under the state law, but the court found the law does not exempt a private company in such worker compensation cases. Hager sustained a herniated disc, caused back and leg pain. Well, this happened when a truck dumped cement on him. Yeah, you would kind of imagine that would be the least of his injuries, but anyway, he had multiple surgeries, took prescribed opioids, but wound up being addicted to those painkillers. This is again according to the court documents. Doctor diagnosed him with chronic pain as a result of the spinal nerve injury, noted he qualified for medical marijuana in 2016. Hager also said that his pain eased with cannabis use, so he stopped taking the opioids and got off of them. So, well, that's a good thing, but as a business owner, just so you know, one more thing now that you are on the hook for.